This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, October 19th. God's word for you today is reach out. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, and it says, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive." To experience emotional metamorphosis, transformation, and healing, reveal your hurt. Release those who hurt you. Replace old lies with God's truth. Refocus on the future. The fifth step is reach out to help others. This is the sweetest part of the healing process because you can help other people. This is where the devil loses big time. Everything he has brought against you becomes a ministry to help thousands and thousands of people. Reach out and help other people. Everything the enemy meant for evil in your life, God meant it for good in your life and to save many people. God wants to redeem your pain and use your experience to help other people. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 8 says, "Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." What is going to burst forth out of your life? If the enemy had known, he would not have attacked you. If the enemy had known, he would not have attacked your life because you're going to use it to help thousands and hundreds of thousands of people in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4 says, "He comforts us every time we have trouble. So when others have trouble, we can comfort them with the same comfort God gives us." Believe it or not, one of the major reasons you're going through what you're going through is because God wants to use what you're going through to help loads and loads of people. Amazing. That is what ministry is all about. God takes our mess and makes it a great message. God takes our brokenness and brings out his life through it. God takes what the enemy has thought will destroy us, and God brings out beauty from ashes. The enemy will regret coming at you in the name of Jesus. You know that God has spoken to you. To some, he says, "Reveal your hurts." Yes, that very hurt. Reveal it. Do not die in silence. For some, it is to release that person that hurt you. Yet, for others, it is to replace old lies with God's truth. And for some, it is to refocus on the future. For some of us, it is a combination of review, release, replace, and refocus. Then when we have gotten all that in place, God is saying, do not just stay there. Reach out to others. Jesus is not ashamed of the people in his family, and you can become part of Jesus' family today. Just say to the Lord, "I come to you and I surrender to you. Breathe on me and change my life. I release my life to you. Come and be my King, Jesus, and be the most important person in my life." Let us pray. Father, heal me and use me to heal others. Cause me to be emotionally healthy and help me to help people with the same help that you have given me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.